So I think that it's really important to get the power of prayer out to kids everywhere right now who may be feeling, you know, alone in their situation, or they may be feeling that, you know, this maybe a grown-up's too big, they can't take it on, or maybe a child's picking on you at school and you feel like you don't know what you can do with that. Or maybe you're trying something new for the first time and you're feeling like you're feeling like it's too big and you're not able to do it in your own strength. Or maybe you're just in a situation where maybe your parents are fighting and you don't want to be in the middle of it, but you don't know what to do. Or maybe your parents have gotten divorced or something and you're going through that right now and you're feeling alone and don't understand why your parents are going through this. And you don't really understand what a divorce is and you're feeling lonely and by yourself in it. Or maybe, you know, you had, you know, you and your sibling, you know, when your brother or sister are having a squabble and you're fighting about something and you don't know how to handle it. Or maybe you're in school, maybe summer school or something, or a camp, and you're having trouble with somebody who's there. That maybe is feeling lonely too and feels like that they need to take it out on somebody and they're taking it out on you and they're calling you names or whatever is going on. Or maybe you're in a situation where you're being passed off to your parents and your other parent doesn't have you that week. And you're going to another parent's house, but your parents aren't really talking to each other and you don't really know what's going on. And you feel like, well, what do I do in this situation? Well, any of those situations, what do you do? You know, you feel like, I don't know what to do in this situation. What can I do? Well, first off, you don't just sit idly by and not feel like you can't do anything. You can actually pray. And prayer is really powerful. And what it does is you're speaking to God, and if you believe in Jesus, you're speaking to Jesus every time, and your prayers are being heard, and they're going to be answered. So if you're in a situation where you're talking with an adult, and maybe that adult's talking down to you and saying, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that, no, you can't do this. You can do something. You can pray about it. So if you're feeling like, I feel hopeless or helpless in this situation, and I don't know what to do, well, prayer is there. So you can pray to the Lord, and you say, dear God, I just lift up my concerns, my problems, burdens, issues, whatever it may be, battles, whatever's going on with you, you lift them up to the Lord, and you just say those things, Lord, I lift up my concerns to you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. That's enough. That's all you have to say. Or, Lord, I just lift up these things that are going through my head right now to you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Or in the name of Yeshua, amen, whichever you prefer. Or maybe you just say, God, amen, God in the prayer and then amen. Whatever it is, you don't even have to be that fancy. You can just be like, you can just talk to God like regularly and just like, God, I don't really know what to do with the situation, but I just lift it to you. Amen. And then God will work in the situation for you and he will handle it. Now, will it happen right then? I don't know. It's possible. Will it happen in a couple of days? It's possible. But your prayer will be answered. I cannot tell you when it'll be answered, but it will be answered. And I don't want you to feel like you can't do anything about it. Because even when you're alone and you're scared, you can do things about it. You can pray about it. So the other thing is, if you're alone in your bedroom and you're, you know, it's dark, you're feeling scared, you heard a noise, you had a bad dream, whatever it is, you can pray to the Lord and just say, Lord, I lift up these concerns to you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Or I'm feeling scared right now, Lord, can you please give me the confidence that I need to get through this? Or Lord, I just need to get back to sleep and be calm and peaceful so I can get the sleep that I need for the day. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Or, you know, if you feel something in the room, or you feel something in a building, or you feel something wherever you are, you can go in and you can say, get out now in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Or get out now in the name of Yeshua, amen. Or get out now. And it'll go. But Jesus, you know, if you believe in Jesus Christ or Yeshua, that's great. Because they hate that name. They really hate that name. And that whatever's there is going to go in Jesus Christ's name. Wherever, you know, or Yeshua's name. It's going to go immediately. And you don't have to do anything. And you don't have to dance around the room or anything like that. That's enough. The other thing is if you do like to dance and you do like to sing, you can do those things if you want. You can sing like a song about the Lord, or sing a song about Jesus, or sing a song about Yeshua, or sing a song. And just dance in the room. And, you know, shout out how much you love God. Or you don't even have to shout. You can just dance even. Put on your favorite tune and just start dancing. That's worshiping, and in the spirit, that's worshiping the Lord. And that does something, because, you know, these, whatever you're dealing with, it's not the person. It's the powers and principalities around the person. It's never the person. We do not fight with people. We fight with the powers and principalities around them. So if you don't know, there are other prayers that you can do. But if you don't know those prayers, just simply lifting it to the Lord and saying, Lord, please take this for me. Can you please take this for me? He will. And he will intervene and fight on your behalf. And if you need, like, help in a situation, and you're just saying, you know, Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. Like, maybe somebody is, like, bullying you at school or something. Or bullying you at camp, and you don't know what to do, but you don't want to fight back, you know, physically hurting that person, and you don't want to play that game, and you just want to be, you know, you just want to be peaceful about it, you know, just pray about it. Lord, I lift this situation to you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So I was just thinking about this today, because I was thinking, you know, I was talking to my daughter for the last 2 days, and I was saying, no, you don't do this, and you don't do that, and you shouldn't do this, and you need to check in with your parents before you go this place, and everything. And I remembered when I was a kid, and how like when my parents were going through a divorce, and I just felt like I didn't know how to deal with it, and I didn't know what I could say in the moment, and I didn't, you know, I just figured, you know, I'm a kid, I'm just a kid, and there's nothing I can do. But there is something you can do, because prayer is so powerful, and you just pray, and that's all you got to do. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to sing or dance if you don't want to. If you're not a singer or dancer, that's fine. But if you want to sing or dance, you sure can. And you don't have to feel like you can't do anything in the moment, you know? And, you know, when the movies teach us and tell us, hey, we got to go get our buddies and we got to get them all and, involved. Okay, well, maybe you could get your buddies and get them involved by praying about it. Or you can get your family if they, you know, believe in prayer. If they pray, you can get your family on board too and just pray about the situation. And God will change things and turn those things around for you. He will. I live in proof for that. I've prayed to God and I've had things happen for me. I've had things that have come to fruition. You know, I've asked about it and they've come true. Because God is the God of promises. He promises things and they come true. So I just want you to just remember that as you go through your day. If there's ever in a situation where you just need prayer, you just need help in a situation, you know, just you can even decree and declare Jeremiah 33:3, which is the call of the Lord. You can call the Lord and ask him to come into the situation and help you with what's going on. So whichever one you choose, whether it's dancing, singing, prayer, maybe praying and singing at the same time, or praying and dancing at the same time, or just saying prayer out loud or in your head, whichever you choose, God's going to be there for you, and God's going to make sure that whatever you're going through is going to be calmed down. You can have confidence where needed. And everything's going to be okay. Because when you lift up your worries to the Lord, there's no more worry. Because he just takes it all. When you don't have to carry around these burdens all the time. Like carrying around like these things where you feel like you have to do it all. That's a burden. You don't want to be carrying that around. I carried it around for several years, stopped realizing it. And I'm learning to let it go. Still learning to let it go, even at 38. So if I can do it, you can do it. And if you feel like you need, you know, if you need help in something, like say you're trying something new, like getting on a bike for the first time, getting on a swing and pumping for the first time, or, you know, maybe you have to get up in front of the classroom for something, or get up in front of your camp to do a skit or something like that, or do a play. You could pray to the Lord and lift up what you're feeling and ask for solutions. Or you can pray and ask for confidence and direction. Just say, Lord, I'm just praying for confidence and direction right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Or the name of Yeshua, amen. Or just amen. And he will be there and he will help you through it. So if you know your Bible at all, there is a couple stories in there about how people who are, and this is even just in modern day too, how people can come from a place of being, you know, feeling hopeless and helpless and come to a place of, okay, God's got me. There's a couple in there. If you have a Bible, you could look it over with your parents or whatever. We have the story of Jacob and Esau. I hope I'm like pronouncing that right, because I'm not, and it's either Esau or Esau. So it's Esau and Jacob. There's also, well, the disciples too of Jesus, you know, the disciples, they came from places, like one was a tax collector, and then the other one was, you know, fishermen. They were fishermen, and then there was one who was a thief even. And Jesus picked people up like that, and they came from a place where they felt like they were nothing, to a place where they were held by the Lord. So this is possible, not just for biblical people, but, you know, like people from the Bible, but for modern day people even now. So, I mean, you absolutely can come out of this and be okay. So just pray about it. And in any situation, just pray in any situation. And you're gonna be A-okay. Because the Lord, He has you. He has you. Every time. And there's nothing to, you know, of course you're gonna feel feelings. And of course you're gonna go through some things through your life. But just remember who's holding you. It's God. God who created the earth and the people. He's holding on to you. And there's this scripture that I use all the time when I'm feeling like something might happen or whatever, or I'm going through a rough time. And I say, and I'm going on a blank right now. Well, for another day, I guess. And so, well, why don't I pray about it here? Let's just do a prayer right now. Lord, I need to remember that verse that I say all the time. And I just went on a blank. And I'm praying and asking for revelation on what that was. Can you just tell me what that verse is that I'm just thinking about right now? In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So while we're waiting here for that download, and if there's any questions at all, you guys have questions or you're not sure what to pray about or whatever, you know, email me anytime. You can do the contact me page on the ggcyf.com website, or you can email me at kelevy, that's kelevy, at ggcyf.com. And I will, I will answer whatever questions I can. If you want to just email me, maybe you have a question or a prayer, or maybe you want to give me a testimony or anything like that. And I'll do the best I can to answer your email. Oh, here it is. This is the scripture. Greater is the one living inside of you than he who is living in the world. That's the scripture. Thank you, Lord. So that's just an example. That's just an example right there about I didn't know the scripture. I couldn't remember it, even though I say it every day. I asked the Lord for her download, and here it is. Greater is he who lives inside of you than he who is living in the world. That's a great scripture that says that the Lord is much bigger than the devil, and that the Lord is going to be the one to turn to when things are, looking, glum or whatever. And I just want to say that you never have to sit in that hopelessness, helplessness area. You never have to sit there. And you never have to come in agreement with that. When you're feeling like down or feeling depressed or going through anxiety or any of those things, you never have to sit in that place. For somebody who has defeated anxiety in her life, for someone who has defeated depression in her life, for someone who has defeated fear in her life, I can sit here and tell you, or rather I'm walking right now, but I can walk or sit here and tell you that you do not have to sit in these places, that you do not have to feel hopeless, and you do not have to feel helpless, and you don't have to feel fear, and you don't have to fear, you don't have to feel anxiety or depression, and then you could pull yourself out of there, not in your own strength, but with the Lord who is in you, the one who made the world, the one who made the animals, the one who made you, is holding on to you, and he is going to get you through whatever it is that you are going through. And all you got to do is just ask for help. You can just even just ask for help. Lord, I need help right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And that's enough. And you are not hopeless. And you are not helpless. And you do not have fear on you. And you do not have anxiety. And you do not have depression. And these things are not in your life. And you don't have to come into agreement with any of them. You can just kick them off. Lift it up to the Lord. He's got it. All set. All done. And that's it. And that's all you gotta do. If you have any questions, really just email me and be on the lookout for new stuff on, you know, the website or on the email, wherever. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week.